greatest Native American chiefs to lead his tribes in peace and battle. Ironically, two different towns claim his burial spot, and we'll hit the road to track down the story from the heart of the Dakotas, next on The American Countryside.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering three $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Kim Ulmer is a rancher and livestock buyer in Mobridge, South Dakota. He enjoys sharing historical stories of the area, including the importance of one specific spot on his ranch.
My family purchased the ranch, and this Rattlesnake Butte is on it. It's the highest point in this area, and the Native Americans back in the days would use it for smoke signals. And so it's also a religious spot where they would go there for religious ceremonies and hold sun dances and that type of thing.
The famous Chief Sitting Bull was born near Mobridge, South Dakota. He died near Fort Yates, North Dakota, and that's where he was buried until residents in Mobridge moved his grave near his place of birth.
He was born in this area, and he was the famous for his battle with Custer, of course. And then later on, they was in Canada, and then he ended up at the Standing Rock Reservation.
Some people contend Fort Yates still has Sitting Bull's grave. A monument sets atop the burial spot in Mobridge, though, in his honor.
I'm not going to say which way it was, but, you know, the nice thing about it is that he was being honored in some way and that it is respected, is well taken care of here. And there's a lot of people that got to know Sitting Bull a lot better because he's on a main highway.
That bust of Sitting Bull sits atop a bluff overlooking the Missouri River and the town of Mobridge.
The man passed away, but he's sure getting some attention in this area, and so are the Native Americans due to it. And so I hope they're blessed by it. You know, if something was done wrong at that time, I hope something turned around and turned out to be good for it.
Kim Ulmer is a cattleman that truly respects the heritage of his land. Traveling the countryside in Mobridge, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.